Lesson 12, Developing Strong Support Systems. Coaching calls often start with the client feeling confused and overwhelmed. Ideally, they end with the client having clarity of direction and a distinctive next step toward a particular desired outcome. This metamorphosis is the client's victory. It comes about partially as a result of the coach listening, asking powerful questions, responding intuitively, and building strong support systems. Most of us try to do everything by ourselves. We struggle, strive, and find ourselves discouraged by results. We forget to create support systems. We forget to draw on the resources that are at our fingertips. Imagine the difference strong support systems make in life. It's like having a safety net and a guide wire when you first swing off the trapeze platform. Support systems enable us to take the risks and reap the rewards we might not have pursued if we were on our own. There are three key points of support that help us go from floundering to excelling. 1. Attitude. 2. Commitment. And 3. Resourcing. Successful people know how to use all of these to their advantage. The right stuff. The right attitude can make all the difference in any pursuit. The archetypal heroes in myths and movies have strength of heart, passion, focus, persistence, and courage. They feel the fear and do it anyway. They are held aloft by one of the greatest personal support systems, their own determination. Here's what we often forget. Heroes make mistakes and they keep on going. They meet adversaries of all kinds and keep on going. Nothing stops them from moving toward their destination. As a coach, we embody this unstoppable attitude to fully develop our own coaching business and then mirror that to our clients. Without the right attitude, any endeavor will feel more discouraging and possibly self-defeating. With yourself and your clients, notice the prevailing attitude and make adjustments until it becomes a supportive attitude.
Every day, the overwhelming amount of tasks I need to accomplish is hanging me up. I'm not sure I'm cut out for this. I mean, I truly want to be a coach. It's what I've been dreaming for years. People tell me I'm made for this, but I feel so discouraged by how long it's taking me to develop my practice.
I hear what you're saying. I have two important things to say to you. One, you are a coach. You became a coach when you made your commitment to pursue this field. You're past wanting to become a coach. You are a coach. Get it?
I am a coach.
Yes, use that language from now on. Now, number two, I ask that you decide right now to not feel discouraged.
Well, I can't help it. It's how I feel.
You decide how you feel. Decide right now that you will not feel discouraged. Instead, put that energy into steady, persistent action towards your goal. What are you going to accomplish today that will support you in being a coach?
I could make some follow-up calls to those individuals I met at last night's chamber meeting and invite them to have a sample session.
Good. How does it feel to say out loud what your next step is?
It feels better to have focus.
That's right. Whatever you focus on expands. If you focus on being discouraged, that expands. If you pinpoint your focus on your next step, then forward you go.
In the above example, several things are working in concert to empower and support the client. The mentor coach has taken the challenging approach to help the client adjust their attitude by offering a simple tool. Decide your next step and keep moving forward. The mentor coach has also let the client know that there is a choice. They determine their feelings, their attitude, and where they focus the attention and energy. Being at choice. Being at choice is empowering. The opposite of being at choice is feeling victimized, a disempowering state of mind. We cannot control others or every circumstance, but we can control our own feelings, decisions, and actions. To know that you can take care of yourself, make conscious choices, and grow through any consequence is a powerful freedom. Sometimes, clients need to be reminded that they are at choice. You may be able to tell more easily than your clients when they are adopting a constructive versus a self-destructive attitude. Ask your clients to commit to their success by having a self-supportive attitude. Making a commitment. Even the most well-intentioned pursuits can fall by the wayside if they don't have strength of commitment behind them. It's not enough to have a well-defined goal. Even the most clear, compelling vision may not be strong enough to carry a person through to their desired outcome. Commitment is crucial. Full commitment is when you apply attention, discipline, and resources to a certain course of action until it is accomplished.
Amazing things happen when we give consistent time and energy while marshaling other resources in support of a goal. When your client sets a goal, listen for their commitment. If it's not clearly present, ask about it. What commitment are you making to accomplish this goal? Get them to spell it out. Don't let them get away with paying lip service to their goal. If they are not willing to make a commitment, applying consistent time, energy, and other resources, then it's not a goal worth setting at this time.
I've got to get into better shape.
I support you in that. Do you have a particular goal in mind?
Not really. I just wish I could fit into more of my clothes and have more energy. I eat terrible because I'm so busy and I haven't exercised in I don't know how long.
What kind of time, energy, and resources are you willing to break? What kind of time, energy, and resources are you willing to commit into getting break? What kind of time, energy, and resources are you willing to commit to getting into better shape?
I guess I'm just tired of putting up with all this extra weight. I'm so busy, I just don't have time to get into the routine right now.
Okay, what will it take for you to be tired enough of the extra weight that you will commit your time and energy to getting into the shape you'd like to be?
Good question. I'll have to think about that and get back to you.
It's smart to think it through. I'll check in with you next week about that.
Strategic planning. When it's time for your client to plan their future, whether that's the next step or the next 10 years, support them. To integrate their core values, skills, and talents, to create SMART goals, to commit taking daily or weekly actions to accomplish bite-sized steps, to create allies and use resources, to maintain balance, and to create accountability systems. What makes a plan strategic is partially the integration of the whole picture. 1. What are the client's current values, strengths, and knowledge base? 2. Who do they want to become? 3. What new skills or knowledge are needed? And 4. What are the short-term and long-term goals, and how do they relate? While clients may present short-term goals as their focus for coaching, check in with them about long-term goals. Help them to integrate the smaller goals into a long-range plan. Even if the details are a bit fuzzy for now, it makes a difference to get all the energy moving toward one long-range direction. For example, if a client presents these short-term goals, finish MBA, lose 20 pounds, take a write a book at a weekend class, join Toastmasters, ask your client how these accomplishments will move them towards something bigger in the future. Perhaps they want to be a professional keynote speaker or become a high-level executive. Get them thinking now about where all of this is taking them. A long-term objective will be an attractive incentive for staying on track with their short-term goals. Your client will usually hire you with specific goals in mind, but they might not have thought them through. Spend some time in the first few sessions honing these into SMART goals. Be sure that for every goal your client sets, they have made a reasonable commitment of time and energy. If it becomes clear at some point that they are not committed, encourage them to either postpone the goal for now or muster the commitment. Once SMART goals are in place, ask your client to carve their action plan into smaller bites. Then help them set up daily practices that support the accomplishment of those smaller bites. Overachievers and overpromisers. Coaching clients often shake into two categories when it comes to goal setting and achieving: overachievers and overpromisers. Overachievers are highly competent and driven opportunists with lots of energy and many interests. They are the ones with the full-time jobs, several outside commitments, diverse interests, hobbies, lots of connections, no time to spare, and they're still taking on more opportunities. These individuals will come with a long list of goals. They are likely to have trouble staying in balance. While they will generally feel overwhelmed, they are raring to go. Overachievers value excellence and do everything thoroughly, but sometimes they don't complete their ultimate goals. In coaching this type of individual, work with them to slow down incrementally over time, create a resource pool and delegate to take tasks off their plate, choose new opportunities wisely, set more realistic goals, and focus their energy toward one overarching long-term goal. It's important not to push overachievers too hard about slowing down. They like to be busy, and they don't usually need a lot of support accomplishing short-term goals. Instead, Help them to define long-term goals and to restrict themselves only to new projects that support the future. Help them create systems, find and hire resources that will lighten their load, such as virtual assistant, bookkeeper, tax accountant, personal services, house cleaner, dog sitter, etc. Overpromisers are individuals who want a more exciting life and don't know how to create it healthfully, so they say yes to every request. These are heartfelt individuals with some time on their hands, and they fill it by doing things for others. The overpromisers have deeper balance issues than overachievers because they are not usually focused on doing things that fulfill them. Their energy is scattered into everyone else's needs. They may not know their strengths or value. With overpromisers, encourage them to set goals that support key areas of their lives and to set up daily practices. For example, career or vocation, physical well-being, spirituality, rest, recreation, or fun, family and friends. You may find that they are well-developed and committed in a couple of areas, such as family and friends, while highly deficient in others. This is partially due to their habit of saying yes to others. As a coach, you will want to work with overpromisers to learn to say no, set boundaries around their time for personal and business development, set both long-term and short-term goals, gain fulfillment through more avenues than caretaking, and be open to the possibility of a meaningful calling or vocation. Small steps work best for overpromisers. Endorse them for their self-discoveries and whenever they do anything that's just for them. Encourage them to learn what makes them tick, their passions, values, personal needs, and what they enjoy. Help them decide what they want and how to make it happen. Show them how to clearly communicate with others without having an attachment to the outcome. Most clients will have aspects of both overachievers and overpromisers. You'll be able to hear what approach to take with strategic planning over time. Don't be afraid to try a few new things. There are also some clients who are not goal-oriented at all and will resist the goal-setting process. One approach with these clients is to call it something else. Instead of goals, say dreams, visions, or what they see for their future. Another approach is to listen, observe, and see what unfolds with the client's non-goal model. Stay away from goal setting and strategy unless they ask for it. Work with them organically. If you are a strategic coach and are not comfortable with a coaching style that is not goal-oriented, consider referring this client to a different coach. Rich resources, creating allies. Whether your client is a Fortune 500 executive or a stay-at-home parent, every client can gain tremendous value from the support of others. Life can feel terribly lonely if we don't develop a community of like-minded people to share our ideas, challenges, and wins. During life's transitions, which for many people are happening all the time, the support of friends, family, and colleagues can make the difference between struggling and achieving big goals. Help your client learn how to enroll the support of others. This is true for you, too. The simplest way to enroll others is to share what you're working on. Remember when you wrote your warm letter? In addition to being a legitimizing, reinforcing moment in becoming a coach, it was also a way of enrolling support. Just by letting people know what you're focused on, you automatically receive energetic support. Go a step further and ask a few select people for something specific. The support then becomes practical. Remember the discussion about creating your own advisory board? That's a direct way to enroll others as your allies. Of course, you are already one of your clients' best allies. Coaches provide professional, ongoing support to their clients. Encourage your client to enroll others as well, including friends, family, and colleagues. Here are some ways to do that. Look familiar? Join a peer group with similar interests, values, and/or pursuits, which is networking groups, clubs, affinity groups. Create a peer group with similar interests, values, and/or pursuits. You design it. Ask one or more individuals for a specific type of support in the short term. Could be almost anything. Ask one or more individuals for a specific type of support in the long term, advisory board, referral partners, and take live training for a particular goal. Classmates and facilitators become your community. These are all ideas we've suggested to you as you develop your coaching practice. As a coach, you can offer your clients similar ideas to assist them in achieving their goals. If you get resistance from your clients when you suggest that they develop allies, it could indicate one or more of these things. They don't like to ask for help. Their current circle of friends, family, and colleagues do not align with who they are or who they want to become, or they are private. For many people, it's difficult to ask for help. If you have a client who feels this way, congratulate them for hiring you. This, after all, is a great first step in enrolling support. Encourage them to ask for help in small ways and build up to bigger requests. Give them some language to assist them in asking for help from others. I'm making some big changes in my life. I've decided to quit smoking. I'd appreciate your encouragement. All you need to do is notice when I'm not smoking or don't have a pack of cigarettes around me and lightly encourage me. Would you be willing to do that? As you are working with a client, it might become evident that their friends, family, and colleagues are not very supportive. Sometimes people outgrow their inner circle of friends. The people that surround them no longer reflect their values, lifestyle, and goals. It can be a difficult and lonely time. Test whether your client is willing to develop new relationships that are more supportive. Let your client take the lead on this. Assure them that their people are out there. Work with them to define who they are now and to identify possible ways to meet new people with similar values. Sometimes, simply raising awareness about this can help them attract their tribe. This type of transition will take patience. It may seem that for a time, you are their only significant support member. Keep an eye on this and occasionally suggest ways for your client to enroll the support of others. If you find that your client is a very private person, respect this while still encouraging them to find avenues of support. Your client will accomplish more, faster, with a broader support network. Achieving balance. Often, goals are difficult to achieve because there is too much competition for the client's time and energy. Sometimes, a more balanced life is itself the client's goal. But whether or not it is on the client's radar screen, balance is always a key ingredient for strategic planning. This topic is so important that a complete supporting document called Achieving Balance is devoted to it. Providing accountability. Coaches are accountability partners for their clients. If you notice your client has difficulty accomplishing things, offer to set up a process so that the client can be answerable for their intended goals and actions. One easy accountability process is to have your client provide you with an action plan by email at the beginning of each week. Then, at the end of the week, they email the list again, noting completed actions. A coach is not a parent or schoolmaster. Clients are adults and are always at choice. Remain completely unattached to whether your client accomplishes something or not. At the same time, continually redirect the client's attention and energy to what they most want. Give your clients encouragement, praise their accomplishments, help them plan, and remove obstacles. If your client did not do what they said they would do, simply acknowledge that in one of these ways. I notice you didn't email your session prep form today. You didn't complete the task you had intended. Was there something in the way? What is your revised target date for completing that? That task has been carrying over from week to week. What's going on? You've said many times you want to get that off your list. Have you considered delegating it so that you can put resources into it now? At some point in time, you may need to ask a more basic question. Do you want me to continue to track this with you? Remember, the client does their own work and is responsible for their own feelings, decisions, and actions. Doing your client's work for them will ultimately disempower them and inflate your role. Get creative with accountability. Help the client create rewards, higher stakes, consequences related to their goals.
I promised myself to stop drinking coffee. It's obvious that I'm adding to the continuous wired-up state I'm in. It's so hard to resist. The whole office walks across the street to Starbucks every day, and it's like I'm not part of the team anymore.
Yeah, I can see how that would be tempting. How about if you develop a reward consequence system and enroll your colleagues in the game? Are you interested?
Tell me how that works.
Okay. Start by letting everyone in your office know that you've decided to quit coffee and ask for their support. What do you think?
I'd never thought of that. Yes, I can do that.
Let them know that if you go with them and order a coffee, you have to pay every one of them a dollar, or something like that. If you don't order a coffee, you put your dollar away toward a lunch on you. That's just an idea. What would you like to do?
The coach's idea will usually catalyze the client's own ideas about how to enroll the support of their colleagues. Advanced work. Raising awareness. When our clients want to make big lifestyle changes, create healthier, more productive habits, start a new career or business, self-sabotaging patterns often arise if support systems are not strong enough. The client may backslide to old habits and mindsets that don't serve them well. They may lose faith in their path or become paralyzed with inactivity. Or they may stray off track completely. This happens to almost everyone on some level at some time. Acknowledge the pattern with the client and ask them to give the judge a new role, raising awareness. Acknowledge the pattern with the client and ask them to give the judge a new role, raising awareness. The client can simply acknowledge that they are off track and get back on track again with your support. Encourage them to acknowledge when they are on track and reinforce the behavior by celebrating it. There's no self-sabotage in this pattern, only recognition of what is true for the moment. The more the client can keep their awareness up, the faster the change will take hold. Discipline is developed through continual observation and subtle adjustment over time. Support systems not only make achieving goals more possible, but also more enjoyable. Your clients will value your coaching when you offer them support. Help them hone goals and develop daily practices. Hold them accountable to their goals. Encourage them to enroll others as part of their support network. That concludes Lesson 12. Please take a look at your action challenges.